Hello, this is Reading with Roxanne, and we are recording at Bookstore One Sarasota at 117 South Pineapple Avenue in Sarasota, Florida. And today we're going to talk about books that are related to music somehow, novels and memoirs and biographies.
All that.
Yeah, that are related to music. So this is an easy one because Andrea and I both like music.
That's true.
We were at the same Paul Simon concert.
Yes.
We both cried.
Oh, we were actually at the David Byrne, different ones, but
right.
The same tour.
Yeah, so we're big music fans. I'll start with a book that came out probably a decade ago. I should have looked that up, but Bel Canto by Ann Patchett.
I didn't look that up either.
And Bel Canto actually means beautiful song, so... It's a book about a hostage situation that takes place where classical musicians and an opera singer are taken hostage. And the language barriers of the people kind of add to the suspense of the story. And there's secret lovers that have to sort of communicate and meet in a china closet at one point. And they're listening to a Czech opera called Ruzalka. And I looked up that opera again just to refresh my memory because it's been a decade since I read the book. And it just kind of mirrors the condition of the hostages because it's about a trade that this nymph made for love that she has to sacrifice something. And, most of these old folktales end in tragedy. So do operas usually. So it sort of mirrored their... problems there, but I just remember being so engrossed in this book and just loving it.
Well, me too. It takes place in Central America, in South America.
Yeah.
So they've imported this opera singer to try to entice a businessman to open a factory, and then this terrorist group takes everybody hostage.
Yeah.
The musicians, the business people. They thought the president was going to be there, and then he wasn't there.
Right.
That was the big deal.
Yeah.
Such a good book.
It is. And it came out with a nice new cover and paperback.
Yeah.
It's on our staff pick show. So I highly recommend Bel Canto by Ann Patchett.
Okay. The first one I'm going to start with is an interesting book called The Ensemble by Aja Gabel, A-J-A. Hmm. I think that's how you pronounce it. So I read this book because my mother was a classical musician, and this book has to do with a string quartet, and it's young people in a string quartet, and it was a really interesting book to me because it talked a lot about, first it talked about some of the physical demands involved with being a musician that you don't think about, like one guy is having terrible problems with his shoulder, and also they were involved in competitions. And there was somewhat of the kind of, do you want to be a soloist? Do you want to be in an ensemble? And then the guy who was having the physical problems was trying to hide it from everybody.
Hmm.
But it also was kind of a love story, and it was a sweet novel, and I liked it a lot. I sent it to my mother because I thought she would like it, and she thought it was a little too sweet syrupy for her. But I actually... really enjoyed it, and it's a debut novel, and the author also was a classical musician herself. She played cello. So if you really want to get into the nitty-gritty of what it's like to be a classical musician, I think it was a good read. It's called The Ensemble by Aja Gabel.
Okay. Yeah, it's interesting that we're talking about this with the movie that came out last year called Tar, which
made a big splash about classical
musicians. All right, well, now on to rock and roll.
Yeah, I'll go to rock and roll next, too. Actually, my next two are rock and roll.
I'm going to talk about the new biography that's out, True West, Sam Shepard's Life, Work, and Times. And I'm reading this now, so it's fresh in my head, obviously more so than Bel Canto. But I'm not sure why it's received a mixed review, because I think it's really well done. I mean, the author does use a lot of regurgitated material from other past books, but again, he's been written about so many times, Sam Shepard, it's hard not to use stuff from the past. And I'm not bored by it whatsoever. It's pretty fascinating. So what really makes me like a book is that it piques my interest enough to go look up things that are mentioned. So for instance, Sam Shepard goes on the Rolling Thunder review tour with Bob Dylan. And
I went to one of those concerts.
Oh,
right. Yeah, way back in the day.
And he kept saying he wanted to be a rock and roll star, but yet what he really was doing was Bob Dylan and he had talked about doing a screenplay for a movie. So he starts writing the screenplay for a movie as they're touring. And, of course, many drugs are involved. But a song I looked up, Sad-Eyed Ladies from the Lowlands. I never knew that song by Bob Dylan, so I looked up that one and listened to it. And then there's another George Harrison song called To Miss Odell about this woman who was female director of the tour, who had a tryst with George Harrison and Sam Shepard. So I just think it's really fascinating the wild, crazy lives they led and were able to still create at the same time. Because at the beginning of his career life, let's say, he was actually very well known as a playwright already. And then he joined this rock and roll tour. And again, I'm still reading it, but I'm really enjoying it. I don't think it doesn't feel slow or anything to me. So I really, really loved it. And it also made me start reading Sam Shepard's play. So I read The Curse of the Starving Class recently, which the play still holds up. It's very timely. So Sam Shepard's life is worth discovering, I think. So True West, Sam Shepard's life, work, and time.
And it's a good segue to Patti Smith.
There you go.
I'm going to talk about Patti Smith's memoirs, mostly just kids. But Sam Shepard and Patti Smith had a thing back in the day.
Yes, of course.
They met, I think, because I read that little section in the book, when he was in the Holy Modal Rounders and at a club, maybe CBGB's, one of the clubs in New York, they met and they had a tempestuous relationship. And from what Patti Smith actually writes about Sam Shepard in her last memoir, Year of the Monkey, and she's older. That memoir takes place when she's just turned 70, and she goes and helps take care of him in the last years of his life. So it's interesting. They were very involved and they stayed good friends. I've listened, there's a little video of him and Sam Shepard and Patti Smith performing a song together that's very sweet. Anyway, I was going to talk about Just Kids by Patti Smith, which is really when she was involved with Robert Mapplethorpe and very young, and the rock and roll scene in New York. So I'm a huge Patti Smith fan. I read her blog. I follow her online on Instagram. And if you want to find out about the music scene in New York, but she's also a writer and a photographer, read any of her memoirs. There's three at this point, Just Kids, and then M Train, which I think was after her husband died, and then her husband was also a musician. So there's a lot of music in everything. Oh. And then Year of the Monkey, which was actually my favorite, which takes place, she writes it right around her 70th birthday. So if you like music, and who could not like Patti Smith?
Yeah. So I definitely read one of the books, and her writing style is just so mesmerizing.
Yeah, she's great.
It's beautiful. And I should have mentioned the author of the last book. So True West, Sam Shepard's Life, Work, and Times is by Robert Greenfield. Okay, my last book is coming out in September this year. And J.M. Coetzee, am I saying his name?
Yeah, I think so. Coetzee? I've never quite known how to
say it. He won the Nobel Prize for Literature, so he's definitely a good writer. And this book's called The Pole, and it stands for someone that's Polish who is a pianist, classical pianist, whose expertise is in Chopin. And so it takes place in Barcelona, the novel. And this woman is sort of thrust, she's a patron of the classical music scene, and she's thrust into the role of hostessing this guy for a night. And she's both sort of disgusted by him and also attracted to him at the same time. And she just sort of blows it off as sort of like, okay, well, that was nice. You know, it was nice meeting him. But you can tell in the scene where they drop him off, he takes her hand, and there's always this, you know, lingering moment where you know more is going to happen. And I won't ruin the story, but it's just a very compelling novel about attraction in older age, let's say, middle age. And I like his writing style. It's very succinct. Yeah, and his chapters are super short.
I remember what book I read by him years ago.
So it flies by, the reading of it. So that's coming out in September of 2023, I'm sorry. He actually won the Nobel Prize in 2003.
Okay, that sounds right.
Two decades ago. All right, what's your next
Okay, book? So my last one is a book called The Final Revival of Opal and Nev by Donnie Walton. And this book was kind of splashy when it came out, and it's really about music. It's about... So Opal and Nev are a fictional musical duo, and they had a meteoric rise in fame. And so the story is a woman named Sunny, who is the editor of a magazine that's something like Rolling Stone. And she's the first woman and first African-American editor of this magazine. So she wants to do a big splashy story. And so she starts researching the history of Opal and Nev. And it's a really interesting book about, so Opal was a black woman. Nev was a hipster British guy. And this takes place, their career was in the 70s.
Okay.
And then Sonny's father was actually involved. He was a musician, and he was involved with Opal. So it has a lot of interwoven, interesting stuff, and it has to do with the music scene. It has to do with racism and women's rights. All that is woven into the story, and it was really good. And the reporting style of the book was a really interesting way to approach it, I found. It was just kind of, you felt like, you know, you couldn't separate, were you reading fiction, although the whole story is fiction, or reading a newspaper magazine, you know, yeah. Reading a magazine story. So the whole thing was interesting. And it has also, there's a lot, like there's a scene that's kind of like Altamont and the Rolling Stones that happens. So anyway, it's a really interesting book. It won some prizes when it came out. And so that is The Final Revival of Opal and Nev by Donnie Walton.
Okay. Is it more romance or like relationship?
It's more relationship.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
it's definitely more relationship. There isn't really like a current romance happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Andrea.
Thank you.
This was fun. I love music and movies.
That was good.
Keep listening.
We'll keep singing.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.